Next Tuesday, New Yorkers go to the polls to vote on their local school district budgets. This week, we'll take a look at the way the budget vote works, the budget problems New York schools are facing, and the issues facing urban, suburban, and rural districts. This morning, WRVO's Catherine Loper takes a look at the school budget situation statewide and how the vote will be different this year.
Many school budgets across New York State have been hit hard by the recession. Tax revenues are down at the same time that costs are rising. Meanwhile, New York taxpayers have been looking for relief. Last June, the governor signed a so-called tax cap on how much local districts can increase property taxes this year.
This is a recalibration to the economic realities of today. And to the extent government has to do it and it's somewhat unpleasant, I understand that.
Each district's limit for raising taxes is calculated slightly differently. The average statewide levy is just under 2.5%. School districts can raise taxes at a higher rate, but they need 60% of the vote to do so. And unlike past years, if the budget is voted down twice, the tax rate won't be raised at all. So over 90% of districts are proposing budgets within the tax cap. Those who call for more fiscal discipline in government, like Elizabeth Lynam of the Citizens Budget Commission, say the tax cap is a good move.
It does force a trade-off. It forces a good look at the total pie and what's in and what's out and what can go and, you know, where there are abilities to consolidate or to reduce expenditures. Those things have been undertaken in many school districts.
But many educators, like New York State Teachers Union President Richard Iannuzzi, says the cost of the tax cap will be too high.
The real impact of that is the elimination of some very, very important programs that that this generation of students will be denied.
To offset the tax cap, state funding to local schools is up 4% after 3 years of cuts or no additional spending. But Michael Borges of the New York State Association of School Business Officials says it's not enough, especially since state-mandated educational requirements were not changed.
School expenses are going up, while our ability to raise revenue to meet those expenses is coming down. So at some point, there's going to be a breaking point.
In order to save money, school districts across the state have made cuts that include layoffs, cancellation of courses, sports, and other extracurricular activities, increasing class size, and even closing entire schools. While some suburban districts still have a high tax base and aren't in as bad shape, Borges says many urban and rural districts don't, so the tax cap further limits them.
And now they're cutting into the bones of the meat and potatoes of the educational program. And so they'll be reaching educational insolvency before the low-need suburban-type school districts will be.
But despite all this cutting in recent years, New York still spends among the highest amount per student in the nation. Elizabeth Lynam of the Citizens Budget Commission says it's important that voters approve those spending levels.
It is local preference. I mean, we do have a budget vote that allows for local residents to reject those kinds of expenditures if they would like to.
New York is one of only 8 states that puts the budgets directly to the voters. Teachers Union President Richard Iannuzzi agrees the local vote is a good idea.
What works in central New York may not be what works in Buffalo or New York City, and central New York ought to have the ability to define its value and its mores as part of how it creates a budget. So that's worth preserving.
And one thing experts on all sides of the debate agree on, whether taxpayers feel schools are spending too much or not enough, the only way to change things is to get involved. For WRVO News, I'm Catherine Loper.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, we'll visit the Syracuse City School District, where it's a challenge for this principal to deal with constant layoffs due to budget cuts.
I'll do whatever I have to do to make sure our kids get a quality education.
Why urban districts like Syracuse are in such troubled financial straits and what can be done to help them. That's tomorrow in our school budget series here on Morning Edition on WRVO.